Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Views and opinions of the guests don't always reflect the views of the ministry, and some topics aren't suitable for children. Air One is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time again for Closer Look. I'm your host, Dan Beck, and today we're talking with Tamara Merritt. Tamara is the Associate Executive Director here at Hearts and Horses in Loveland. Thank you for joining us on Closer Look.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Where did this idea come from to use horses the way you do?
Well, the idea of therapeutic riding has been around for some time. Our organization has been in operation for the last 23 years, serving individuals with disabilities in northern Colorado. We are governed by a national body called PATH International, which is located in Denver, and they set all the standards and guidelines for all the therapeutic riding centers all over the country. And they started in the late 60s, actually 70s, with basically this whole idea of therapeutic riding and how to provide an intervention for individuals with disabilities that is quite effective.
There are quite a few groups who use horses for the therapy. Is there just something magic about a horse?
There is. What we have found is that there's kind of three main areas that we look at when we're working with a horse and what they can provide for individuals with disabilities. And so there's a physical component, the actual movement of the horse. There's an emotional piece of connecting with the horse, and there's this cognitive component as well that individuals that have cognitive impairments can have great benefits. So I can share with you with the physical piece. So what they have found is the three-dimensional motion of the horse's pelvis moves exactly like the human pelvis. So it moves side to side, it moves front to back, and there's a rotational component. And so when you put someone that has a abnormal gait or a physical disability on the back of a horse, the horse can actually retrain their brain and bodies as to what a normal walk feels like. So that is a big piece of the physical benefits. There's that constant repetitive three-dimensional motion that is transferring someone from point A to point B. And what we have found is that for many of our riders, this is incredibly therapeutic for them physically. It works on balance and strength and endurance. There's also an emotional component, a huge emotional component. So horses are naturally prey animals, and they are very hypervigilant to their surroundings. And this really presents an opportunity for folks to recognize and understand where they're coming from. So individuals, for example, with post-traumatic stress disorder whose systems are on high alert all the time, oftentimes can connect with a horse much easier than they connect with maybe another human being. So horses kind of meet you where you're at and help you kind of be in the moment. So that's one thing that we really emphasize with a lot of our riders, is you have to be completely in the moment when you're working with these large creatures, because if you're not, if your mind is spinning on something else, they will pick up on that and they will choose not to partner with you. So the more present and mindful you can be, the better relationship you're going to have with the horse. So there's so many aspects of how you can partner with a horse and how you can really have this very powerful bond.
I've been around horses, I guess, most all of my life. And since I can remember, they've always just been a beautiful creature that I have been attracted to. And I have a soft spot in my heart for horses. And I was just wondering why so many people use horse therapy. And now I know why. Where are you located and what is a service area that you cover?
So we are located in West Loveland. So our facility started at a borrowed ranch in 1997 with just a couple of horses and a few riders, and we have grown dramatically over the last 23 years. We now own our own facility in West Loveland. We have a 23-acre ranch. We have on average anywhere between 25 to 30 horses on the property. We serve up to 200 riders a week with a variety of different disabilities ranging from ages 3 to 99. And we serve Weld County, Larimer County. We draw riders from Denver, all over, really, northern Colorado.
And I was looking at your website, and you have a variety of programs. Your staff has to be trained, and they have to, I guess, they have to be horse lovers as well. What is the process of bringing on a staff member to be able to help these people that come to you and want to learn how to ride and use a therapy?
So all of our staff, all of our instructors are trained through this governing body that I mentioned to you, PATH International, which is located in Denver. They do training for instructors. So all of our instructors are trained through PATH International. It's quite an extensive training process to become a therapeutic riding instructor. You need to have a very strong horse background and be a strong rider, but also have lots of knowledge and experience in working with individuals with disabilities. We also pride ourselves on having one of the few centers in the state that all of our employees are trauma-informed care trained as well, because we are seeing so much in the realm of folks with mental health issues that need support. And so that's one thing that we really pride ourselves on, is making sure that everyone knows the ins and outs of what folks are dealing with that we're seeing in that area of the program. We have lots of different programs, as you mentioned. We have a program for veterans called Horses for Heroes. We have a program for youth at risk called Changing Leads. We have a program for individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia called Riding in the Moment. We work with occupational therapists, physical therapists who see their clients at Hearts and Horses rather than in a clinical setting. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of specialization that goes on at our program, and the instructors and the staff really need to be very well trained in order to meet the needs and have it be a therapeutic environment for everyone.
Our guest today on Closer Look is Tamara Merritt. She is Associate Executive Director at Hearts and Horses. I'm Dan Beck. Well, how do people get connected with you? How do they find you and take advantage of the services and the programs that you have to offer?
So you can find us at heartsandhorses.org, and we have lots of information there. If you are a potential rider and are interested in getting involved, you can find us there. There's a participant intake form on the website that will help you get started. If you're interested in volunteering, there's a whole tab on how to get involved volunteering with our program. We do have one of the largest volunteer programs in northern Colorado. We have about 250 volunteers a week that meet the needs of our riders. So it's a very big program. And there's lots of different opportunities to volunteer. So not only working directly in the arena with the riders as either a leader or a sidewalker, but we also have a barn team that comes out and cleans stalls. We have a group that helps with fundraising. We have a group that does landscaping and maintenance. So there's lots of different opportunities for folks interested in volunteering. And then we also rely heavily on the support of the community. So there's a way to donate on our webpage as well. So it's heartsandhorses.org.
Well, let's talk a little bit about funding, because everything takes money to run. So what are you doing to raise funding, especially now when you can't really throw a gala, you can't throw a big party or a fundraising event? How has the situation changed a little bit, or maybe a lot, for you with fundraising?
I have to say that the financial impact has really been substantial. So we had to close our doors for quite a few months, from March until mid-June. And so we had a significant loss of revenue during that time. And then what we did is we started with a slow phased reopening where we invited just a few independent riders that didn't require any volunteers to come back, and hosted like basically private lessons for those individuals in our phase one. Then we moved to phase two, where we had emerging independent riders where maybe they needed the support of a volunteer. But basically, we had to really reduce the number of horses on the property. So we were gearing up for our spring session at the beginning of March and had 32 horses on our property. So you can imagine the cost of having 32 horses on the property.
Yes.
So we were really gearing up for our biggest session ever, our spring session. And then when everything hit with COVID, we basically needed to reduce expenses significantly. So we found vacation home owners that were willing to take a lot of our horses. So we got the number of horses down on our property to 12. And kind of kept it there for quite a few months. We've slowly, as we've been doing this slow phase reopening, we've been bringing more horses back, but we're still not back up to our full capacity with volunteers or horses. So we farm those horses out to reduce expenses. But I have to say that, yeah, this global pandemic has had a significant impact on our program, and we have about a $350,000 gap that we are having to try to figure out how to cover. We do an annual fundraiser every year called our Lucky Hearts Gala that usually occurs in Loveland at the Embassy Suites. And we draw, you know, over 800 people every October for this event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's what carries us through for the entire year with providing scholarships to riders, et cetera. And this year we are having to go completely virtual with that event. So we are still having that event because it is crucial for us to be able to bring in funds to continue to offer these programs for individuals. So we're still having the event. It is going to be completely virtual, and we'll have more information on our website shortly with this, but I'd love to continue to plug that to your listeners because it's going to be really a great event, short, 1 hour, because we know that folks are probably over the top with these Zoom meetings and sitting in front of their computer. So we're going to be respectful of everyone's time, but we have a really great selection of silent auction items that people will be able to bid on the week prior. We have a raffle. We are doing a live auction with some really awesome items. So I think people will have a good time. We're going to have some live music. And I really encourage folks to stay connected with our website to find out more details about that. But it will be happening on October 10th. So our hope is to be able to bring in enough money during that event to cover that gap and keep our doors open. Because I can tell you right now, Dan, the need for this type of intervention in our community is huge. So as you and all your listeners probably know, anxiety and depression are at an all-time high. Folks need this type of service. We can do it safely. We have the ability to, you know, we have a 23-acre ranch. We have 3 indoor arenas. So we have the ability to provide a service safely for individuals. And it's really needed right now, I can tell you that.
If people are listening tonight and they would like to maybe volunteer or find out more, can they come out and take a tour? Can they find out more at the website on how to be a volunteer or to join in and help you do what you're doing?
Yeah. So on our website, there is a tab called Volunteer with Us, and there is a section there that tells you how to get started. So we always start with an orientation, and typically our orientations draw, you know, 40 or 50 people, and we do those in person. But since with the physical distancing restrictions and the number of people that we can have on the property, we are doing those orientations virtually. So you'll be able to see a virtual orientation. What that does is that tunes you into all the different jobs that are available at Hearts and Horses. Then from there, once folks decide, oh, I'm interested in, you know, working directly with the horses, or I'd like to work with children with physical disabilities or individuals with dementia, once you figure out your area of interest, then there are specific trainings that you would go through in person to work in that specific area. So our website is the best place to get the information. You can also give us a call at 970-663-4200.
If you just tuned in to Closer Look, we're talking with Tamara Merritt about hearts and horses here in Loveland, Colorado. I'm Dan Beck. When someone comes in and they connect with you and maybe it's day one for them, let's use the example of a veteran who comes in, and what is their first day look like? And is it true that you don't choose the horse, but the horse chooses you?
That is pretty powerful to see that happen. So oftentimes with our veterans program, we do both mounted and groundwork. Okay. So typically what we'll do is we'll start with a connecting kind of group sharing, sort of setting the stage, seeing where everybody's at, kind of taking the temperature in the group. And then we go out with the horses. And oftentimes we do, just like you mentioned, go out into the pasture and we let whatever happens happen and let the horses kind of choose their veteran. And once that connection is made, then every week, so we typically sign folks up for an 8-week session and they come at the same time every week, so say every Saturday or every Tuesday morning, and work with the same group of folks, same group of veterans. So they might start with groundwork. They might do round pen work. They might eventually move on to riding. So we have a curriculum that we've put together that we tweak every session based on what the needs are of the individual, but we really involve the veterans and what they want to learn and get out of it. And we're finding, especially with the veterans, that this is their community now. So we have veterans that started with us in the equine assisted learning program, and they're now volunteering with us up to 40 hours a week because we are their community. We are the thing that grounds them and connects them to community, which is really exciting. So the classes look different based on all the different groups that we serve. As I mentioned, we also work with a huge percentage of our population are youth at risk. And so we partner with local school groups in the area, and we do full day programming for those groups where kids from local middle schools. So last year we served 6 different middle schools for full day programming where kids are identified by their school counselors that might benefit from an equine assisted learning setting. And they come out and they spend the entire day with us at Hearts and Horses, and we put together programming that really is focused on social-emotional learning for that population. And we've seen such huge results. We're now drawing from Boulder Valley School District as well as Poudre School District for this program. So not just our local school district at Thompson School District, but now we're pulling from neighboring school districts, which is really exciting.
You can actually get young people to put down their electronic devices and pay attention? That's amazing.
Yeah. In fact, when they arrive on the bus, so one bus goes around. So with our partnership with Thompson School District, there's one bus that goes to 5 different middle schools, picks up the kids, and when they arrive at Hearts and Horses, they know they drop their phone into a bag, and it stays there for the entire time that they're at Hearts and Horses. And then when they get back on bus, they can take their phone back. But they gladly and willingly do it. I mean, we've had kids that we spend a lot of time with this whole idea, like I mentioned before, of being really present with the horse. And so there's lots of mindfulness and grounding techniques that we do with the students and the horses. And what we've found is that the kids are soaking that up like sponges. They like want it every week. They ask, can we do the mindfulness activity this week, Tamara? I mean, they live in such chaotic, we're all living in sort of a chaotic world right now. And so just having the opportunity to shut all that off, put the phone in the bag and step into the world of the horse is huge. It's so powerful. And the teachers say, you know, I don't know what you're doing with our kids, but they are completely regulated. They are focused and ready to learn. And so that program is like expanding like it is because the counselors and the teachers and the principals are seeing these kids come back in a good place mentally and physically. So it's pretty exciting. You know, one of the exciting things that I would love to talk about is there's this huge push right now to do research in this field of therapeutic riding and equine assisted services to figure out what is going on. So there's been a lot of stories and anecdotal evidence over the years, and there's been some research that has been done, but recently there's been a really big push in the academic world to figure out what actually is happening. And so we are partnering with Children's Hospital in Denver. They received a five-year NIH grant to look at the physiological changes that are happening with children with autism in a therapeutic riding setting. And so we were scheduled to begin that study in summer, but because of COVID, we had to put it off until next spring. But we're really excited about hosting that research team here at Hearts and Horses. They're going to be looking at physiological changes. So they're going to be looking at heart rate variability, cortisol levels, galvanic skin response. So really getting into what is happening on a physiological level with those students. There's also another site in Maine that will be doing a parallel study with the same group of researchers. They'll be collecting data from two different sites over 5 years. So that's a really high-level randomized control trial study that will be able to give us a lot of information. We're also partnering with a project called the Man of War Project that was started at Columbia University looking at the benefits of equine-assisted learning with veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. So we will be hosting a second group of veterans starting in September that are going to be going through a curriculum that Columbia designed to work with this population. We're also partnering with CSU with working with individuals with dementia. So CSU has, Colorado State University has done numerous research studies on our Riding in the Moment program, and that's the program for folks with dementia, Alzheimer's and dementia. And CSU is also working with us in looking at the benefits of our occupational therapists working directly with children with autism spectrum disorder. So in the next couple of years, you're going to be seeing just a huge influx of really high-level randomized controlled trial research on the effects of therapeutic riding, which is exciting. So that's going to get us understanding what that magic is that you talked about with horses.
We'll find out what the science is behind the emotional connection, because I know a lot of people end up with a connection with a horse, and it's going to be interesting to see how that affects every other part of their physiology.
Right.
Let's give people your contact information one more time so that they can maybe come out, take a tour, or take a virtual tour online with you, find out more about Hearts and Horses and the people that you help.
So you can find us at heartsandhorses.org. That's HEARTSANDHORSES.org. Or you can call us at 970-663-4200. And we are located in Loveland, Colorado.
It's great to talk to you about the programs at Hearts and Horses, and I know that you're really doing a lot to change the lives and improve the lives of the people that you're working with and the riders. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for the opportunity to share what we do here at Hearts and Horses. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
And your website is heartsandhorses.org.
That's correct.
Well, thanks again. And if you'd like to find out more about Hearts and Horses and the programs that they offer, or any other topic that we discuss here on Closer Look, you can put your questions in an email and send it to closerlook@air1.com. That's closerlook@AIR1.com. For Closer Look, I'm Dan Beck.
This has been Air One Closer Look. Find us online at air1.com.